This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi again, everyone. It's Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show where history waits for no one. Today is February 23rd, 2020. The day was February 23rd, 1944. The Stalinist regime ordered the Chechens and the Ingush to be deported to Central Asia and Siberia, accusing them of collaboration with the invading Nazis. The Chechens and Ingush are Northeast Caucasian ethnic groups. Together, the groups are known as the Vinok peoples. Hostilities and violence between the Chechens and Russia date back centuries. In the 1920s and 1930s, after the Soviet Union was formed, the Chechens resisted Stalin's collectivization and Sovietization policies. But in 1934, the Soviet government merged the Chechen and Ingush Autonomous Oblast into a single political administrative entity. That entity became the Chechen-Ingush Autonomous Soviet Socialist Republic in 1936. Encouraged by Soviet defeats in the Winter War against Finland in late 1930 and early 1940, Chechen nationalist Kassan Israilov led a rebellion of Chechen and Ingush peoples against the Soviets. The uprising gained momentum, and by the time of the German invasion of the Soviet Union in 1941, the movement had gained thousands of fighters and sympathizers. In 1942, Mirabek Sharipov, another leader in the Chechen insurgency, joined forces with Israilov. It was rumored that the Germans assisted the Chechens in their rebellion, but many historians deny that this claim is true. The rebellion lasted until 1944. In February of that year, Lavrentiy Beria, the head of the NKVD, ordered that the Chechens and Ingush be deported to remote areas in the Soviet Union. NKVD stands for the People's Commissariat of Internal Affairs. The NKVD was a government organ of the state and secret police. During the Second World War, Stalin implemented many systems of deportation and forced transfers. There were the Gulag forced labor camps, and there were massive deportations of ethnic minorities. Part of the NKVD's responsibilities were to imprison and deport political and ethnic enemies of the Soviet Union. The deportation of the Chechens and Ingush was known as Operation Chechevitsa, or Operation Lentil. Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin accused the groups of collaborating with the Nazis, even though no substantial evidence to support this claim has ever been discovered. The deportations began on February 23, 1944, when the deportees were given basically no time to gather their belongings. The number of people deported varies by source, but it's usually estimated at anywhere between 400,000 and 600,000 people. Through the rest of February and into March, families were loaded onto trains and forcibly transferred to places like Kazakhstan and Siberia. The terrain and Chechen resistance in the mountains slowed the deportation, and the conditions in the cattle trains and freight cars were terrible. There was no running water or heat, and people were hungry and subject to infection. The deportees were put into so-called special settlements. Over the next 13 years, they were overseen by the NKVD and were not able to leave their villages past a short distance. They had to perform hard physical labor. Estimates put the number of Chechen and Ingush deaths from the deportation and exile at up to 200,000. The Chechen-Ingush ASSR was dissolved in 1944. But it was restored in 1957, after Nikita Khrushchev came to power. The Chechens and Ingush began returning to their homelands by the thousands. There they found their land and homes occupied or deteriorated, and they continued to face ethnic conflicts. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you know you already spend too much time on social media, spend some of that time with us at TDIHC Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also shoot us an email at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.